RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Wednesday evening. I mean, we're in pig slop heaven. We've got AEW wrestling on one TV. We've got Braves baseball on the other TV, although the Braves game is a little bit less competitive than AEW right now. Spencer Strider's been punched all around. Less than three innings pitched. He's already down 4-0. In the game, so they got some work to do against the last-place Cardinals. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. This is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons Flyover. Day-Day, the Pro Football Focus preseason awards are here.
Woo-hoo! Let's go.
All right, Sam Monson's got his preseason awards. All right, he's got MVP Pat Mahomes, okay? Offensive Player of the Year. And I don't understand why these two are different, but Offensive Player of the Year is Garrett Wilson for the Jets. But Mahomes is the MVP. Why would he not be the offensive? Anyway. All right, Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett for the Cleveland Browns. How about who do you think is the Offensive Rookie of the Year for Pro Football Focus?
Bijan.
Exactly. Yeah. In the game's most run-heavy offense, Bijan could lead the league in rushing as a rookie. Last season in college, he's an excellent hands and route runner and all that good kind of stuff. So, who do you think they have picked for Defensive Rookie of the Year? Think local, not Falcons.
Got taken by the Philly. Jalen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter. They have him. He said this one is usually the toughest call to make before the season. Often the best defensive rookie is somebody who was difficult to see coming, and there are several possible candidates. But Jalen Carter has as much talent as any rookie, and the Eagles need him to contribute early, given they allow Javon Hargrave to leave in free agency. Who do you think leads the league in rushing, according to Pro Football Focus?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Bijan?
Yes, Bijan Robinson.
Really?
Good guess. Good guess. As noted earlier, the Falcons are the most run-heavy team in the NFL last season. The offense calls more run plays than they do pass plays. Yeah, but again, you're dividing up the carries. I don't believe that he's going to be able to lead the league in rushing. Could be, but I don't see that happening. Receiving yards leader, Garrett Wilson. And guess who they have as the sack leader this year? Who do you think they have as the sack leader? Could have drafted him.
Said we could have?
Yeah.
What year could he have drafted? I'm going to say Michael Parsons. No.
Micah Parsons for the Dallas Cowboys. Myles Garrett will certainly be in the conversation, as will Nick Bosa and T.J. Watt, but Micah Parsons may be the best player suited to top this list. But again, though, Day-Day, you know, the sack stat, I mean, probably a little bit overrated and, you know, probably not really important.
The more you look
at
the advanced analytics, what? The more you see how valuable sacks are. And
Oh, boy. Parsons led the league last season. Hey, how about this one, okay? He led the league last season with 90 pressures. 90. Again, though, sacks are probably something that...
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Okay. Parsons also dropped into coverage more than 60 times compared to 4 for Bosa and Garrett. Something set to change this season. Garrett may be my favorite for Defensive Player of the Year, but Parsons will be hot on his heels and maybe with the league's lead in sacks. So, okay, there you go. So, listen, the Falcons are well represented. You know, leading rusher, offensive rookie of the year. So, okay, feeling pretty good about ourselves. All right. You know, we talked to Rory McElhaney about this with the injury update. So, again, Cordarrelle Patterson was a limited participant in practice. He's coming back, obviously, from the soft tissue injury and all that. So, again, we'll see if he plays. I mean, we'll get – Arthur Smith was talking about the idea of Friday will probably be when we find out more about whether or not he's going to play. So, we'll see what happens. All right, let's get to some audio here. Here's Arthur Smith talking about building Kyle Pitts to be ready for week one.
Yeah, he's had a productive camp. You know, there's a lot of things that when you're coming off of injury, the same thing with TQ. Again, as you're trying to build the entire team up, but, you know, individually, you know, guys, as we're getting ready for week one, I mean, unless you played every snap in the preseason, I don't know many people are going to be truly 100% ready for 65 snaps. You know, that's always an end of the game, and there's a fine line there, and there's a lot that goes into week one. But everything we've done to try to build up this point, we feel good about where we're at. And like I said, I think we've had a productive camp.
Well, look, with all due respect to Taquan Graham, Kyle Pitts is slightly more important. I like Taquan Graham a lot. I need Kyle Pitts. I need him to be Travis Kelce. How many times have I said that over the offseason, Day-Day? Two things. I need Travis Kelce, or I should say, I need Kyle Pitts to be Travis Kelce, and I also, you know, need the Falcons to be able to sack people because, again, you know, we've talked a little bit about sacks and all that kind of stuff just as far as...
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Okay. All right, here's Arthur Smith talking about how CP floats around different positions since he's the Joker.
Depends on the day. Some days he meets with me. Some days he meets with TJ. Some days he meets with Mike Petrie. Some days he meets with Led. Not you, but Wayne Leffert. Marquise, so.
Can he come off the edge and get us a sack or two? I mean, why not? You can't have too many guys that sack the quarterback, right? We've talked about that before. All right, here's Arthur Smith talking about Bijan dealing with the spotlight since his freshman year in college.
And that's what happens when you take somebody high. There are great expectations. You know, that's when you make those investments. So you got to make sure it's the right person. You got the right plan. So far, so good. But again, just like the question about the communication. It'll be the first big test, a real stressful environment. He passed them all so far. And he's exactly who I thought he was. And in some ways, he's even more mature than I realized in handling expectations and pressure, because that's not easy. It gets harder and harder, especially, you know, with everything at your fingertips now. I mean, if you live in through your screen, it could be a toxic wasteland. And so there's a lot of things to handle on the mental side, and I have to give Bijan a lot of credit. He does a good job handling that stuff, but he's excited. I mean, there'll be nerves like there will be for any rookie or even guys going into their 10th or 16th year.
Well, look, I don't say this in a bad way, but I don't think they're going to put too much on his plate. I think they're going to let him do what he does. And I think they're going to run the football with him. They'll get him a little bit involved in the passing game But I don't think week one, they've got him running all over the field and doing all kinds of crazy things and lining up. Like, I think it will be pretty simplistic. And I think he will, like, to Torrey's point, I think he will have a pretty prominent role in the run game. But I don't think they'll put too much on him right away. They don't have to. They've got a 1,000-yard running back. They've got plenty of pass catchers. Like, they don't have to just throw him out there and just get him all, you know, icky kablooky out there and just kind of make it nuts. Just play within yourself. Play within yourself, young fellow. All right, here's Arthur Smith on play calling being a collaboration.
Yeah, so every staff I've been on, Jeff, it's the same thing with game planning. I think sometimes, you know, this is a, I say this because it's just a business model, but this is a paranoid and insecure business. I mean, you've heard me say that. So a lot of times, and I don't know the genesis of it, but there's probably been some people that deserve way too much credit. You know, they get in those production meetings and they want the credit when things are going well, and they want the blame shifted when it doesn't. But I think when you have a real staff and real chemistry, you know, it's ultimately somebody's paid to make the call.
Well, okay. Who are all those people in the production meetings and all that kind of stuff? Where's all those people at? All right, here's Arthur talking about Ryan Nielsen being elevated into calling plays full time.
You know, that's the next step, you know, they want to make, you know, and there's been coaches that haven't been coordinators that become great head coaches or whatever it may have been, but that's a natural step. If people have goals, there's a lot of guys on our staff that have goals, you hope they have goals. It's our job, hopefully, to win enough where you develop and people naturally poach people from your staff and you develop them. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. And sometimes you just, there's been guys that maybe the, a retread's not the right decision for you, or where you want, what you want to get, or the culture you want to set in that room. And I will say that, you know, the logistics of calling defense in is a little bit different than offense. But you're looking at emotional intelligence. You know, can you keep your composure on game day? That's another thing that can seen some crazy or heard some crazy things on the headset. You try to keep a command and keep it cool under pressure, you know, and I think Ryan's done a good job of that. And again, if you've got the support behind you, you don't feel like you're on an island.
Well, again, Jerry Gray. It all goes back to Jerry Gray. I mean, that's a guy that's been a DC play call. I mean, he's done everything. I think he's the glue that holds everything together in place, but we will see. All right, here's Desmond Ridder talking about how Arthur puts us in tough positions in practice to get us ready.
Yeah, like I said before, you know, Coach, you know, tries to make everything as hard as he possibly can on us. So then when it comes time for the game kind of comes by a little smoother, or we've seen, you know, this look before that look. So, you know, when we go into practice and we're beating up on each other every single day, we know that it's just like iron sharpens iron, and it's, you know, best for, you know, not only ourselves but the whole team.
Did anybody ask Desmond if the Bears lose? Or are we going to do right longer? Anybody ask that? Is the bear loose? Here's Desmond Ridder talking about how he's got less anxiety entering his first game in year two.
Yeah, you know, a lot less, you know, anxiety. You know, for me, it's just about being prepared, and which I feel like, you know, we're continuing to do. Obviously, it's early in the week, but, you know, by the time Sunday comes, you know, not only myself, but, you know, all other 10 guys on the field with me will be just as prepared, and, you know, it'll be fun.
But look, this is what he's born to do, right? You know, he's set up for this to be the starter for this team, and obviously he's had a ton of experience and he's had plenty of big games throughout his college career, so he's ready for this. You know, I don't think that, I mean, yeah, is there a nervousness or this, that, any other? Sure. But at the same time, this is what he does, right? This is what he does. He leads his team to victory, and again, let's hope we see plenty of that coming up this season. All right, here's Desmond talking about what he learned from being a backup last year.
You know, obviously, you know, I was pretty good with our game plan as far as what we wanted to do as an offense. And then you started talking about, you know, what they wanted to do as a defense. And I think that's where, you know, as a rookie, sometimes, you know, that's where they can get you at is, you know, showing you different looks, mixing up different things, bringing it from a different way. And, you know, I felt like I've done a good job of, you know, not only learning and understanding our offense to a T, but, you know, other defenses as well.
Well, look, let me tell you what else he learned by being a backup. He learned that he was eventually going to start because Marcus Mariota sucked. He knew all along that, hey, if I just bide my time, this Marcus Mariota character sucks. He sucks. In the words of the late, great Terry Funk, he's an egg-sucking dog. So, again, buy your time. You know, when you've got a pitiful starting quarterback, again, you know, just wait it out, and eventually your time will come through all of this. All right, when we get back, we will hear more from Arthur Smith as he joined Dukes and Bell earlier, what he had to say to the guys as we get ready for game number one, Falcons and Panthers. Dukes and Bell will be up in Flowery Branch throughout the season. Are they in the closet? So they came out of the closet for Arthur Smith's interview.
Yes.
Okay, all right, good, all right. Well, if we ever go up there again, we'll probably be in the closet. But anyway, Chuck Rinne Key Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, this is my favorite Rolling Stones song, Brown Sugar, baby. 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Well, Spencer Strider's already out. 2 2/3 innings, 6 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks. Did have 5 strikeouts. Gave up a home run to Goldschmidt. 65 pitches. Not a good outing for Spencer Strider. So Braves are down 6-0 right now. So we'll keep you up to date as long as we are here, and we'll see what happens. But not looking good for the Atlanta Braves right now at this point, as Strider was awful, Soroka was awful, and maybe Strider will end up on the IL list when all is said and done, because that's usually what happens when somebody pitches bad. So, but we'll see what happens with all of that. All right, we'll hear from Arthur Smith, and then we'll respond to everything. So Arthur joined Dukes and Bell earlier today, as they will be live on Wednesdays from Flowery Branch, as they will talk to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons for his weekly conversation. And the guy started off by asking him, I mean, you know, can he sense and feel the excitement that the fan base has?
Yeah, I do. I do. And so, you know, it helps. You know, you try to – obviously we're up here busy working, but, you know, I love living in Atlanta, and the people are so great. You feel the energy, you know, this weekend – kind of the last weekend, the calm before the storm. And so, you know, as we work and then try to get out and do something to feel normal, but you could feel it. You know, people, you know, maybe they just wanted to say nice things. That's one I do appreciate about living in Atlanta, but no, the energy is real.
It is Arthur Smith with us. One of the things that came in yesterday with about 500 Falcon fans, they come up to us and go, hey, man, I know what you say on the air. What do you really think about Ritter? I go, look, it doesn't matter what I think. The guy who matters, we're going to talk to tomorrow, and that's you. What have you seen? What is different, the progressions? Have there been any advancements that you've seen him take this this summer?
Absolutely. You know, it helps going in, you know, knowing that you're a starter and being the second year in the system. And we've evolved a lot. We've added a lot, but the language is similar. He's been around. Me and Dave were gone, and the expectation and going in. And so, you know, all the reps you get as the starter, and he's got a lot of natural leadership habits, and it rubs off on people. And that's what you saw at Cincinnati, and that's going back to him as a high school player. And, you know, the thing is, in this league, I think you guys have covered sports for a long time, and somebody put it this way, you know, the same number of teams as it was 20 years ago, let's call it 100x more people that cover it.
Right.
And in a lot of ways, it's great, you know. I mean, the game has grown and whatever, and so you're getting a lot of opinions, and it's what the marketing that makes the league and the excitement that's a draft. And for whatever reason, sometimes it's hype. But the beautiful thing about football is we got to go prove it. You see it every year. You know, there's guys that get taken, and it's a crapshoot. You know, if you're the first quarterback taking the draft, it's 50-50 over the last 20 years. And then, you know, on and on and on. We have conviction in Dez, and a lot of times with different quarterbacks, they've been in a different situation, who knows? And we feel like we've got a really good situation with Dez. We feel like he fits what we're trying to do. So we're excited about him.
Coach, last year, I don't think anybody expected us to run the ball the way we did, right? Third in the league, finished the season. And now I'm looking at this O-line and I'm going, are we better? Coach, are we better than what we're going to be, what we were last year up front with the O-line?
Well, you know, certainly that there's a reason we invested in Chris the way we did. And certainly Jake, and, you know, when he's been here, and still think Jake had a heck of a camp. He's playing really well. Hopefully he's got a lot of his dad, Bruce, his longevity in him. And then with Caleb coming back, so there's familiarity. You know, Drew, you know, playing the center position for most offenses, especially what we ask him to do, that's like being a quarterback. And you can see the command Drew has now as a season under his belt as a starter. And Drew's going to be one of those hopefully long-term unsung heroes. Smart as hell, and it's not just because he went to Stanford. Drew's a tough guy, and you need a guy in the middle. I mean, that's such an important position for us. And then, you know, now he's playing next to Burge, and he's next to Jake. So when you got an experienced vet like Jake Matthews, who's left tackle, and then Drew's got a year on his belt, and he's got command, it certainly helps a rookie guard.
We talked a lot about Hennessy, obviously, because he got banged up. It seemed like things got moved up a little bit for Bergeron. Did that help him?
Yeah, I mean, it expedited his rep count with the ones, and you know, we were going to let that play out, and it's unfortunate what happened with Henny. But we feel good about the depth, and what we value here, the lines of scrimmage, and we want to develop guys. I mean, it's such a different player coming out of college football on the lines of scrimmage, whether it was COVID or whether, you know, there's a million different theories, but I think you're seeing some of the O-line development being a little behind, but we invest a lot in it, and the gains that, you know, Ryan Neuzel's made since he's been here. Mm. Like, he had a really good preseason. You know, Tyler Vrabel going into the second year, Schaefe, these guys that we feel good about. Kyle Hinton is a guy we brought in. We had our eye on last year, and we signed him. Those are the unsung. But when you have depth, you need depth in line of scrimmage, both sides. And that helps. It's unfortunate with Henny. But with Burge is a guy that played a lot of snaps in college. So he got a lot of starts under his belt. It's going to be different on Sunday. But when you're going against David Onyemata and Grady every day, that's a good way to get ready to play.
Coach Arthur Smith, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons guys here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. We're going to do this each and every week, visiting with Coach after games and game weeks. Coach, what about this this Joker thing? We've been up here all day, okay? We've been at Flowery Branch all day. We got word a little bit earlier when you were talking to the other media members about this Joker thing. Explain to our audience what this is all about, Coach.
Well, you know, too many people, sometimes I like, you know, there's the old conventional wisdom kind of bores me sometimes. you know, we've got a lot of hybrid players. And so, you know, I didn't it started as a joke. D-Led thinks he's, you know, an expert. He's still covering it like it's 1993. He's talking to Ron Wolf and those guys up in Green Bay.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
You know, it's just, I was just messing with him and just said, you're really going to put Patterson as third. He's not the third team anything. And CP does a lot of jobs for us. So I just tried to find a new position and call it the Joker.
Gotcha. And he was talking about Cordell Patterson, guys.
CP could be Panther. The Panther position.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
The X Factor. It's Arthur Smith with us here. In the trenches, we said it from the moment we saw the first practice minicamp, bigger wise, size-wise, more physicality, and it just seems like this is more of an Arthur Smith-type football team than what you had when you first got here.
Well, we're unfortunate when you're in a stable and a great organization, and I mean that in all sincerity. It's very rare. Terry and I talk about it all the time. I mean, you know, you're fortunate as hell to even get the opportunity to get a job, and then you know, things that they'd had success here, and then you're just in a transition. And so some things, you know, it takes things that you plan for and some things that you didn't plan for, but you got to be able to adapt and you truly get to build something. It's kind of rare. So a lot of times you take over and usually it's team, whatever, that needed to change, and it's just the opposite of what was there before, but there have been some established things. So we've been in a good transition. So we've kind of built it in three tiers. There's guys that were here, they're thankful they were here, the A.J. Terrells, the Chris Lindstroms, Grady, you know, Jake, guys that are good players that are our kind of guys. And there's been guys that we love to coach that were at the end of their career and guys we couldn't bring back, you know, because of those cap restrictions. And so then, you know, the guys we drafted and you're developing there and then being active in free agency and trying to be creative. And so it's like we've got some really good young guys that we've drafted and developed that we brought in post-draft. Got some guys that we inherited or guys in the middle part that we brought in free agency, and we got some good veterans that can still play. So feel really good about the depth there.
We were with Mr. Blank a couple of weeks ago, Arthur Blank. We were at his offices down there. And I'll say this, Coach. We asked him about you and Terry, and he said, they had a plan, and they stuck to it. Yeah. And he was like, you guys were adamant about having – the way we're going to go about this, and you stayed the course. And I think that's important for Falcon fans to realize, like, this isn't we're wavering and, oh, well, we're going to do this. This has kind of been the plan all along. It just takes a minute to get there, right?
Right. And then the other thing, too, is you've got to build a competitive culture. So, you know, even going into last year, you don't want to go in there and just – we're not going to concede anything. So, you know, the chip on our shoulder, whatever it is, you want to have results. And that's why we fought like hell, and sometimes we went unconventional wisdom. And part of the reason those rushing numbers were so high is we felt, I mean, hell, we were running plays out of the pistol that, you know, they were running at Georgia Tech with Pepper Rodgers. And Marcus was running some of the, you know, zone read stuff.
And it was working.
Sure. You know, there's no, you know, some of the things we did on third down.
Right.
Hey, who said we had to line up and drop back? Mm-hmm. And you know, if we didn't think that was our best answer. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't win a couple of those other close games, or we could have gotten some playoff experience. But we didn't. That's the reality of it. But you go in there and you try to kick the can down the road, screw that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not building a winning culture. And we know, and the habits, and guys, you got to keep morale, and you got to show results. And, you know, not what we wanted, but it helped building along the way, especially with these young guys. Guy coming from college that haven't been in a lot of close games. So that should help us.
It is Arthur Smith with us guys live here at Falcons headquarters. From guys who coach Pop Warner to dudes who play Madden at home, everybody thinks they're the strategist. How will this
That's a
offense...
convenient narrative.
I'm getting the Madden and the fantasy out of the way early. But you're going to play to your strengths. I mean, but as a coach, and you're the offensive mind, the feel for who you're going to with all these weapons that you've assembled for this year.
Sure. I mean, that's what you want. You want to have options. You want to be balanced. You don't want to be... You know, that's the thing year after year. I mean, you look how we attack people in 21 was very different from 22, and it's going to be different this season. But you got a lot of flexible pieces, and it depends what, you know, the defense has to say, too. So, right. You know, a lot of times it's, hey, you feel you got the matchup wherever they're in. If you get a man coverage, well, you know, that's what you're looking for there. Or if, hey, they're going to pack you know, they're going to shade to a certain side of the field with, you know, rolling the coverage, or they're going to try to pack the paint for whatever. We got to be able to go, away from their strength, and that's the game you play. And when you've got a lot of pieces that are multiple and guys that can do a lot of different things, then you don't become obvious in situational football where they can't just double one guy.
Right.
And that's what you want. That's what helps. And you talk about things that give you conviction. It naturally works itself out. I used to say this all the time in Tennessee. You want everybody to feel like they got a chance. And then naturally, Derek and AJ scored a lot of touchdowns, but made it harder to defend in the red zone when you're not just static and they can't just double person and you're holding the football. So that's what we want to be. And we need to score more touchdowns. And we know all that, but we got a lot of guys that can punch the ball in the end zone. I call that last mile delivery. That's what you got to have. Because some of those plays that are on 2 yard line, right, you got certain guys. I mean, you saw last year with CP. He's one of those guys. He's a last mile delivery. Right. He's got standing in the hole 2 yards. John Owen was a guy like that in Tennessee. So we got a lot of guys that we feel good about.
Was Pitts kind of have to be brought along a little bit slower this year because of the injury? Is he finally up to 100%?
Well, look, no, those are good questions. And feel good about where Kyle's at. And he's going to have an enormous role in this team this year. And trust me, it wasn't by the impact he has when he wasn't out there. You know, a lot of questions, and deservedly so. I mean, okay, you got a guy that came off, broke a lot of records in 21. People forget that. You talk about recency bias. He broke damn near every record, went to the Pro Bowl. And, you know, for whatever reasons, things that we didn't hit or didn't go, you know, whatever, and we got to continue to do a better job. And so, you know, Kyle, but when you have the right guys, when you know it's not toxic, is the guy's not there pouting. And all Kyle cares about is getting better. And it's gonna take off. I mean, the guy's 22 years old. Drake London is 22 years old. These guys grow together. You know, it'll happen. And usually when Kyle plays well, we win. And when he was taken out of there, that definitely hurt us late in the year.
Two things, Coach. I know you got to get up out of here. It's Dukes and Bell. One is injury update. Where are we at, Coach, with some of our guys? Can you tell us about Jeff Okuda? Anybody that, you know, we feel like we've been watching here over the last few weeks? Any updates there?
Yeah, just, you know, earlier with Jeff, he's doing really well. You know, he didn't practice today. You know, I'm not going to rule him out yet, but he's further along than I thought he'd be. You know, that's encouraging. So whether that's this week or next week, you know, again, I just hate to put a timeline because there's some things that may come up, but he's doing really well. You know, CP and Cordell and Patterson and Hodge were out there today, which is encouraging. We got to see. But the thing you've got to understand is if a guy's not 100%, we got to make that call by Friday.
Yeah.
It's not fair to the team, right? And you don't want a guy to go out there, play a couple snaps, and then all of a sudden he's back for he's set back for 3 weeks, or you know he comes out after quarters. And those are decisions you got to live with, and that's the trust that's built back and forth between us and the players. So it's encouraging they practice.
Coach, one last thing for Falcon fans and our audience: what are we going to get Sunday? We know our teams compete. Week one, there's a lot of excitement. What would you say to Falcon fans about what we're going to get on Sunday?
Well, you got a team they're amped up, ready to go. That was the best Wednesday practice they had in the year. I mean, it was physical up front, and that needs to pay off. So it gives you a chance. You know, as we build in there, we got things we'll correct. But this team's excited. They want to go out there, and it's important for us to win at home. It's important for that crowd, for us. You know, like I said, you can feel it. When there's a shared energy in there, you can certainly feel it. I know David was telling me you guys were talking about trying to encourage guys to get in there. You know, I got to check before I write a check that I can't cash. But, you know, if I can find a way to incentivize, maybe I could talk to Rich McKay and Mr. Blank, maybe see if I can get the first adult beverage on me if people get in there early.
Yeah.
I'll see what that is. I'm happy to pay for that. But I can't promise that yet on the air.
No doubt.
I don't want to put myself in, you know, cash a check. You know, write a check I can't cash. But
it's a big
I'll look for something if that's what it takes, because we love the fans and this team's ready to go.
There's a real buzz on the streets, as we said to start the interview. People are really excited. And now, I know you got to be chomping at the bit to get out there.
Oh, we are. We are. We still got some work to do this week, but we're ready for Sunday.
All right, Art. Man, thank you.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate you as always.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next week. Guys, we'll do this on Wednesdays with Coach Arthur Smith. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
There will be no surface narratives.
Interesting that he specifically brought up red zone, right? And the number of guys that can punch it in from the red zone down deep. Haven't we talked about that? Oh. Look, no excuses, no reason for them to not be an elite red zone team at 67% or better. All right, what's Bug and Chuckery coming up next? All I'll say is the Cowboys are dumb. Actually, we're going to double what's Bug and Chuckery coming up. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 9 to the game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Nowadays, we can say like we're halfway home, at this time of the night. So, we're going to take you to 10 o'clock. All right, you're up after us, right?
Yes.
Okay. The Prep
Sports High School Nation.
Prep Sports Nation. Okay. So, we'll prep you for the nation of sports. Is that what, what we're doing? So, what do you got coming up tonight?
Obviously, going to look back at some of the things that got into last week. Big cross-country debut for the Marist War Eagles cross-country team. They started their season a little later, so they had a great performance on Saturday. Tease some high school football. Obviously, high school scoreboard show continues. The game I'm covering, which I mentioned earlier, Miller Grove and Campbell. And then we'll hear from Daniel Ndukwe, DN for the Arabia Mountain Rams football team, and then the head coach for the McDonough Warhawks football team, Rodney Coatfield, going to check in with him as well. So
who's in studio this week?
It'll be Sam and Chris again. Dom will be producing this week.
Okay.
Yeah, Dom will pretty much be producing moving forward.
Okay.
And, you know, unless we move some things around.
Sure. Yeah. So you're out in the field?
Yes, yes, sir.
How about Eric Slaughter?
Slaughter will be out. Slaughter has the he's got a good game. Peachtree Ridge and Winderboro, both
nice.
Teams coming in at 3-0. So, yeah.
Yeah, Peachtree Ridge, former state champion.
Yeah.
The made-up high school for Sugarloaf.
Right.
Anyway.
And then
Garrett. If you know that story, you know what I'm talking about. So. Although that was ridiculous a couple years ago when they tied Roswell and they – anyway. Garrett is in the field.
Garrett will be in the field. Okay. He's got McIntosh and Central Carroll, which I believe that's another – both teams going
and,
in.
And Dylon will be in the field, right?
No.
Huh?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. He's going to be the full-time producer for the show, right? Because,
no.
I mean, he was the producer last year, so he's
no.
Huh?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, I know. He's hosting –
No.
Huh?
No.
What?
No, he's actually got some games that he does now on Fridays, apparently. So, like,
huh.
I don't know if it's play-by-play or what he's, but it's
so
something.
So his girlfriend, Simone, is covering games like she did last year?
Not this week. No, not this week. She actually
she
did
producing?
Offer to do this week, but we already had picked the game.
She hosting or producing? Or?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they're big time now. So, you know, Dylon is... Big time morning, you know what? He's the producer of the Morning Shaft, right?
Morning Shift, yep.
Yeah, got the Morning Shaft, and then he's what's that thing he does? The home homebred take,
Peachtree football
home.
Oh,
home
and then
slice
yeah, his
take?
Show, yeah, hometown take, his
yeah,
show,
yeah, the home slice take
yeah,
or whatever.
He comes
it is,
on so. Right before okay. Morning Show.
All right, well, listen, I mean, yeah, right before the Morning Shaft. So anyway, all right, well, that's all good. So Day Day will be coming up at 10 o'clock here coming up. So. We got a lot to get to still in the, we're going to talk some Michael Harris, coming up at the top of the hour. And, we're going to get into, some of the WWE payback and the CM Punk, drama here a little bit later on in the show tonight. But first though, before we get to anything else, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So the Dallas Cowboys showed up to work today, and they were met with T-shirts and hoodies at their locker. And the phrase that was on them for this year is Carpe Omnia. Carpe Omnia. C-A-R-P-O-M-N-I-A. Now, Day-Day, do you know what carpe means?
No, I won't lie. No.
All right. Seize. Okay? Like S-I-S-E-I-Z-E.
Oh, okay.
The word omnia, O-M-N-I-A, and I may not be pronouncing that right, but omnia is the word for everything. So, seize everything. Carpe omnia. Can I ask a stupid question? I'm Day-Day, and I'm asking
right
you
ahead.
This, okay? Why not just say seize everything? Why do you have to get all fancy pants of carpe omnia? If the two words mean seize everything, and carpe omnia is how many words is it?
Two.
That's more than one, right?
Yeah.
Less than three?
Yes.
Okay. How many words is seize everything?
Two.
That's more than one?
Yes.
But less than three?
Yes.
So why not just say seize everything?
Maybe.
Like, again, Mike McCarthy, these guys really do try to out just, again, this sounds like Dan Quinn's influence. How long before Mike McCarthy talks about hoodies and T-shirts with the Bears loose? How long before we get that? Or how long before we hear Do Right Longer? Fast and Furious, Hunger Games Index, Iron Sharpens Whatever, you know, Dull Butter Blades. How All Gas, No Brakes. Like how? This sounds like something right out of the playbook of Dan Quinn. Dan's still there, right? He's still coaching the defense,
yep,
right?
He's still there, yep.
Huh. This sounds like something that comes from Falcons circa 2015. Carpe omnia. Instead of just saying seize everything, we've got to gimmick it up. What's the word for bears loose? Carpe bera? What's the term for that? The bears loose. Here's Micah Parsons. Quote, I think him showing a bunch of the families and what is your why and who you're fighting for. I thought that was important. Seeing my family up there, I was just like, man, sometimes in life you take this moment for granted. You're like, I got to get better next week. No, he doesn't. He don't have to get any better than he is. He's the most dominant player in the NFL defensively. But, okay, they've even got him brainwashed now. Hopefully he'll get out of Dallas here soon. Hopefully when it comes time to pay him that he'll get out of Dallas so he can go to a real team. Carpe omnia. Just say seize everything. Why not? Why have to make it into some kind of gimmick? Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. Now, another What's Bugging Chuckery. Dana, did you see this on Twitter? They had picture day for the California Angels. So, you know, like teams take a photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to be in the old days, you'd have a baseball card with the team photo on it, right?
Right.
And maybe they still do. Maybe they still have team photos on baseball cards or whatever like that. But the California Angels took their team photo, okay? And this is great. So who's arguably the most important player for the California Angels?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who is maybe the most popular player on the California Angels?
Ohtani.
Who is maybe the MVP of the league for the California Angels?
Ohtani.
Who is maybe considered the best player in Major League Baseball doing things we've never seen before in our lifetime for the California Angels?
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani didn't show up for the photo. They used a body double. And they will presumably Photoshop him in. He was taken through a back exit by Angels PR. He wasn't there for... Now, just spitballing here, okay? Who might be maybe the most popular California Angel going right now?
Ohtani.
Who may be the single best player in all of Major League Baseball?
Ohtani.
Who may be arguably the greatest two-way player, you know, pitcher playing multiple positions? Who might that guy be?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who really probably should get the hell out of Dodge and get away from the California Angels before it gets any worse?
That would be Ohtani.
Oh, okay. Who didn't show up for picture day? They used a body double. And they'll Photoshop him in. How stupid is this whole thing? How ridiculous is this whole thing? How do you have picture day without arguably the most popular player? Could you make a case, Day-Day, that he's the most popular player in baseball just because of how freakish he is and what he can do? I think there's a case that could be made. Yeah. And he wasn't available for it. They're using a body double. What did he have going on? Was he writing Cowboys logos for the year? Carpe Muncher or whatever? I mean, what again was he doing that was more important than being at picture day for, I don't know, maybe the most popular player in Major League Baseball, maybe the best player in Major League Baseball, maybe one of the faces of the sport of Major League Baseball? What exactly would he have been doing that they needed a body double and will most likely have to Photoshop him in? Something smells fishy about this whole thing. Something seems out of whack with this whole thing. But, again, maybe he was busy writing slogans for the Dallas Cowboys. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about Michael Harris. Look at Michael Harris year over year, from 1 year last year to now, what he's done this year. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 99 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Nowadays, we can say like we're halfway home, at this time of the night. So, we're going to take you to 10 o'clock. All right, you're up after us, right?
Yes.
Okay. The Prep
Sports
the high school?
Nation.
Prep
yeah.
Sports Nation, okay. So, we'll prep you for the Nation of Sports. Is that what, what we're doing? So, what do you got coming up tonight?
Obviously, going to look back at some of the things that got into last week. Big cross-country debut for the Marist War Eagles cross-country team. They started their season a little later, so they had a great performance on Saturday. And tease some high school football. Obviously, high school scoreboard show continues. The game I'm covering, which I mentioned earlier, Miller Grove and Campbell. And then we'll hear from Daniel Ndukwe, DN for the Arabia Mountain Rams football team, and then the head coach for the McDonough Warhawks football team, Rodney Coatfield, going to check in with him as well. So
who's in studio this week?
It'll be Sam and Chris again. Dom will be producing this week.
Okay.
Yeah, Dom will pretty much be producing moving forward.
Okay.
And, unless we move some things around.
Sure. Yeah. So you're out in the field?
Yes, sir.
How about Eric Slaughter?
Slaughter will be out. Slaughter has the, he's got a good game. Peachtree Ridge and Winderboro, both
nice.
Teams coming in at 3-0. So, yeah.
Yeah, Peachtree Ridge, former state champion.
Yeah.
The made up high school for Sugarloaf.
Right.
Anyway.
And then
If you know that story, you know what I'm talking about. So. Although that was ridiculous a couple years ago when they tied Roswell and they, anyway. Garrett is in the field.
Garrett will be in the field. Okay. He's got McIntosh and Central Carroll, which I believe that's another both teams going
and,
in.
And Dylon will be in the field, right?
No.
Huh?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. He's going to be the full-time producer for the show, right?
Because,
he was a producer last year, so he's.
No.
Huh?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, I know. He's hosting.
No.
Huh?
No.
What?
No, he's actually got some games that he does now on Fridays, apparently. So, I don't know if it's play-by-play or what but it's
so
something.
So his girlfriend, Simone, is covering games like she did last year?
Not this week. No, not this week. She actually
she
did offer to do this week, but we already had picked the game.
She hosting or producing? Or?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they're big time now. So, Dylon is... Big time morning, he's the producer of the Morning Shaft, right?
Morning Shift, yep.
Yeah, got the Morning Shaft, and then he's what's that thing he does? The homebred take?
Peachtree football. Hometown Take, show.
Yeah, the home slice take or whatever.
It comes
it is,
on so. Right before okay. Morning Show.
All right. Well, listen, right before the Morning Shaft. So anyway. All right, well, that's all good. So Day Day will be coming up at 10 o'clock here coming up. So we got a lot to get to still in the, we're going to talk some Michael Harris, coming up at the top of the hour. And, we're going to get into, some of the WWE payback and the CM Punk, drama here a little bit later on in the show tonight. But first though, before we get to anything else, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So the Dallas Cowboys showed up to work today, and they were met with T-shirts and hoodies at their locker. And the phrase that was on them for this year is Carpe Omnia. Carpe Omnia. C-A-R-P-O-M-N-I-A. Now, Day-Day, do you know what carpe means?
No, I won't lie. No.
All right. Seize. Okay? Like S-I-S-E-I-Z-E.
Oh, okay.
The word Omnia, O-M-N-I-A, and I may not be pronouncing that right, but Omnia is the word for everything. So, seize everything. Carpe Omnia. Can I ask a stupid question? I'm Day-Day, and I'm asking right you ahead. This, okay? Why not just say seize everything? Why do you have to get all fancy pants of carpe omnia? If the two words mean seize everything, and carpe omnia is how many words is it?
Two.
That's more than one, right?
Yeah.
Less than three?
Yes.
Okay. How many words is seize everything?
Two.
That's more than one?
Yes.
But less than three?
Yes.
So why not just say seize everything?
Maybe.
Like, again, Mike McCarthy, these guys really do try to out just, again, this sounds like Dan Quinn's influence. How long before Mike McCarthy talks about hoodies and T-shirts with the Bears loose? How long before we get that? Or how long before we hear Do Right Longer? Fast and Furious. Hunger Games Index. Iron Sharpens Whatever. You know, Dull Butter Blades. How All Gas, No Brakes. Like how? This sounds like something right out of the playbook of Dan Quinn. Dan's still there, right? He's still coaching the defense,
yep,
right?
He's still there, yep.
Huh. This sounds like something that comes from Falcons circa 2015. Carpe Omnia. Instead of just saying seize everything, we've got to gimmick it up. What's the word for Bears loose? Carpe Barra? What's the term for that? The Bears loose. Here's Micah Parsons. Quote, I think him showing a bunch of the families and what is your why and who you're fighting for. I thought that was important. Seeing my family up there, I was just like, man, sometimes in life you take this moment for granted. You're like, I got to get better next week. No, he doesn't. He don't have to get any better than he is. He's the most dominant player in the NFL defensively, but okay. They've even got him brainwashed now. Hopefully he'll get out of Dallas here soon. Hopefully when it comes time to pay him that he'll get out of Dallas so he can go to a real team. Carpe Omnia. Just say seize everything. Why not? Why have to make it into some kind of gimmick? Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. Now, another What's Buggin' Chuckery. Data, did you see this on Twitter? They had picture day for the California Angels. So, you know, like teams take a photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to be in the old days, you'd have a baseball card with the team photo on it, right?
Right.
And maybe they still do. Maybe they still have team photos on baseball cards or whatever like that. But the California Angels took their team photo, okay? And this is great. So, who's arguably the most important player for the California Angels?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who is maybe the most popular player on the California Angels?
Ohtani.
Who is maybe the MVP of the league for the California Angels?
Ohtani.
Who is maybe considered the best player in Major League Baseball doing things we've never seen before in our lifetime for the California Angels?
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani didn't show up for the photo. They used a body double, and they will presumably Photoshop him in. He was taken through a back exit by Angels PR. He wasn't there for... Now, I'm just spitballing here, okay? Who might be maybe the most popular California Angel going right now?
Ohtani.
Who may be the single best player in all of Major League Baseball?
Ohtani.
Who may be arguably the greatest two-way player, you know, pitcher playing multiple positions? Who might that guy be?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who really probably should get the hell out of Dodge and get away from the California Angels before it gets any worse?
That would be Ohtani.
Oh, okay. Who didn't show up for picture day? They used a body double. And they'll Photoshop him in. How stupid is this whole thing? How ridiculous is this whole thing? How do you have picture day without arguably the most popular player? Could you make a case, Day-Day, that he's the most popular player in baseball just because of how freakish he is and what he can do? I think there's a
without
case
a
that
doubt.
Could be made. Yeah. And he wasn't available for it. They're using a body double. What did he have going on? Was he writing Cowboys logos for the year? Carpe Muncher or whatever? I mean, what again was he doing that was more important than being at picture day for, I don't know, maybe the most popular player in Major League Baseball, maybe the best player in Major League Baseball, maybe one of the faces of the sport of Major League Baseball? What exactly would he have been doing that they needed a body double and will most likely have to Photoshop him in? Something smells fishy about this whole thing. Something seems out of whack with this whole thing. But again, maybe he was busy writing slogans for the Dallas Cowboys. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about Michael Harris. Look at Michael Harris year over year, from 1 year last year to now what he's done this year. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.